Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
And as charged as this crowd has been at Wrigley for the last 2 days, I can only imagine what it would be like in a potential Game 5 do or die at American Family Field.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited and Big Fish Contracting. Brewers President of Business Operations, Rick Schlesinger, on the line with us this morning. Rick, I guess from a fan confidence perspective, you and I both, we'd rather be talking about Game 1 of the NLCS this morning. However, cool thing to have a Game 5 tomorrow night at AmFam.
Yeah, baseball is an unpredictable game, and Cubs certainly took it to us at Wrigley, so I love having the home field advantage for the deciding Game 5, so tomorrow, on Saturday, it's going to be pretty electric in the ballpark.
Oh, we're counting on it. So a number of things to get through on that front. First of all, I know Major League Baseball is the one who makes the decision here on roof open, roof closed. Do you have any insight on that, on what they might choose to do, or even, I don't know, what's best for the team?
Yeah, I suspect that given that it's a night game and given the temperatures, we'll probably have the roof closed just because, baseball understands that at the end of the day, it's got to make sense for the fans. And so I think the temperatures are supposed to be in the 50s.
Yeah, it sounds right.
So I think we'll probably have the roof closed.
I think that helps us. I think it gets louder in there on top of it. You get a little bit warmer for our guys, and our guys, they know how that stadium behaves with the roof closed.
Yeah, I think just having home field advantage, having the crowd, I think that's a big deal. I mean, I was at Wrigley for these past two games, and the Cubs fans were loud, and they were involved in the game, and I think that does make a difference. So I'm expecting, 42,000 screaming Brewers fans to give us the edge on Saturday.
Yeah, and it sounds like, according to Murph and some of the folks there, that it may have actually affected the crew. Like, the players definitely, I honestly got knocked off their game, but there was an impact there.
Well, I don't know. We've played before large crowds during the year, and we have one of the best road records in baseball. So I think the players are sort of used to, sort of the anti-Brewers crowds on the road. And yeah. I mean, I think you just got to give credit to the Cubs. They played better. They hit better. They pitched better. And, so we owe it to give our fans the best experience on Saturday night. I'm confident the team's going to come out and play very well.
Brewers President of Business Operations Rick Schlesinger is with us this morning. All right, so Rick, in terms of how it breaks out, we've got a 7:08 first pitch. How early would you encourage fans to start arriving and then to start getting in the ballpark?
Yeah, the parking lot's open 3.5 hours before first pitch. Gates open 2.5 hours before first pitch. I would tell people to try to get preferred parking or advanced parking, before. Don't rely on being able to get a parking space when you show up, because we're literally parking everybody where we can, and there's just only so many spaces. So I would say plan early, be patient, but soak it all in. It's great baseball. It's great playoff baseball, and when the gates are open, I think a lot of fans are going to come in and sort of soak it all in.
So what's the deal with the watch party again at Davidson Park? Is that on even though we're a Saturday nighter?
No, that's only when we're on the road.
Okay.
So further watch parties will be discussed if we advance. But we had a lot of fun with, I think, over 5,000 people showed up, and it helps with the nice weather. Mother Nature is blessing us with some pretty nice fall weather here. And if we're advancing to the LCS, we'll make some announcements about other watch parties.
Well, it sounds like you had about 5,000 out there for the one for Game 3, Rick. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, we've had tremendous turnouts. We had over 10,000 people show up for the postseason rally with Murph flipping pancakes, and then more than 5,000 for the Davidson Park watch party. And it's infectious, and we love the enthusiasm of the fans, and we want to earn their support by winning this game tomorrow.
I'm sorry, did we ask, as far as tomorrow's game, is that standing room only, or are we at capacity, or how's that looking for any opportunity for anything ticket-wise?
Yeah, it's standing room only. our capacity is 40,100, and we're over 42,000 tickets sold. So it'll be crowded.
Good.
As far as, and again, being positive, not jinxing us, saying it's going to happen, but we would like and would expect to win Game 5, so that puts us in the National League Championship Series, which right now looks like a Monday, Tuesday in Milwaukee, Rick, if we win?
Yes, Monday, Tuesday, both night games, and then if we're fortunate enough to be in that series, we'll go on to L.A.
And then, so I forget how it works in the NLCS then. Is it 2 in L.A., then 1-1-1, or how did the rest of it break out?
2-3-2. So we'll have two home games, 3 in L.A., and last one if needed, and then 2 back in Milwaukee.
And tickets for the NLCS, anything left?
Yeah, we're going to announce some things later today. There's a lot of pre-sales, and a lot of people have already bought the tickets, so there's not a lot of tickets left for the LCS, but we will make announcements on the availability, so there are some tickets left.
And no worries about jinxing anything. This is logistics. This is what
yes,
always
right.
is done.
No jinxing. Yes, it's right. planning ahead. Yes. Yes.
Oh, yeah. You have to sell the tickets, whether right. or not you know mm-hmm. for sure that mm-hmm. the games are going to be played. And obviously, if the games are not played, you know, people will get a full credit on their credit card. And then if they want to apply it towards 2026 season tickets, we'll do that, too. But, yeah, it's typical. All teams sell for, you know, the rounds that are forthcoming, even if they're not guaranteed that they can be playing them.
Great problem to have, Rick, but it's got to be hard from your standpoint, from the business standpoint here, to staff. You don't know, there's times where you don't know which day, we don't know what time. Like, how do you get the concession stands staffed? A lot of those are volunteers, you know, your parking attendant, like everybody. I actually was thinking of you because I knew we were going to talk today of like, geez, to find out 24 hours in advance, like what day or time you're even playing, it is a mountain to climb.
Yeah, the good news is, we have such great, you know, game day workers, and they love working the postseason games. So we've had no problem with staffing and filling. And I know, Vinny, you volunteered in the concession stands in the past, so I'm assuming you'll be there again tomorrow night serving out brats and dogs.
I didn't know you were doing that. That's
I
great,
did,
Vince.
Yeah.
No, I mean,
no, this game?
Tomorrow.
I may not be available for helping so much. Hard to see the game. Rick, thanks very much. And I sincerely believe and hope we're talking into next week.
Thanks for having me on, guys. Go Brewers.
Yeah.
8:51 on Wisconsin's Morning News.